The king salmon that return to the Nooshigak River every summer must face quite a gauntlet to get home. That's especially true in late June and during much of July when the kings must make it through Bristol Bay's massive sockeye fishery to get to the Nooshigak River. Up until last Friday, the king escapement numbers were dwindling, but they spiked back up over the weekend and on Monday. The daily king escapement count Saturday was 3.5 thousand kings, followed by another 2.1 thousand kings on Sunday. Monday's escapement count was just over 1,000 kings, pushing the total to 73.2 thousand. That's well within the escapement goal of 55,000 to 120,000 kings. However, the current escapement count is well short of the management priority to get 95,000 kings counted as escapement. Tim Sands is the ADF&G area management biologist in charge of the Nooshigak Commercial Fishing District. He's thankful that good numbers of kings are still being counted as escapement, but he's doubtful the 95,000 fish management priority will be achieved.
You know, we're getting closer every day, but close is a relative term, so I would say no.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game will continue counting king salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River through about the middle of August, so it's possible the final escapement count could get much closer to the 95,000 fish escapement priority. The Department of Fish and Game has lowered the sport fishing bag and possession limit for Nooshigak River kings because the department is forecasting that they will not achieve that 95,000 fish mark. That has frustrated some sport fishing stakeholders in the region. Brian Kraft is co-owner and operating manager for Alaska Sportsman's Lodge on the Kwajalein River. He takes issue with how the Nooshigak King Run is being managed. Specifically, Kraft notes the very heavy commercial fishing pressure targeting sockeye salmon that was allowed in the Nooshigak District in July.
I think it was July 3rd. They had a 21-hour opening, followed by a 3-hour rest. And then from then on, it's been open continuously. And the sport industry looks at that as the biologist and the department does not care about kings at all. They're managing for maximum yield on the sockeye run. And the numbers of intercept, the intercept numbers that they have, I think are very, very low. You can talk to any of the, you know, the guys that are out there, and you know, for them to intercept two or three kings a day or four kings a day, you know, that stuff, that number starts to add up real quick when they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And again, I do not blame one permit holder. If I were given a 24-hour opening and I was a permit holder, I would fish it hard and I'd fish it all 24 hours. And last thing I want to do is begrudge the commercial fishers an opportunity to make a living. But there has to be some sort of compromise when the burden of conservation is put on an upriver user group, such as a sport group. We get restrictions put on us. We could completely shut down the sport fishing aspect of the king fishery. Yet if you allow commercial fishing to go on relentlessly and unstopped, you still have a net loss.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game confirms that so far this season, over 10.7 thousand king salmon have been harvested in the commercial fishery in the Nooshigak District. That includes about 4,000 kings taken during the four directed king salmon openers that were held in June in the district. Kraft says he'll be looking for a way to work with commercial fishermen to come up with a plan that will allow fishermen to target the district's huge sockeye run while still protecting the escapement of the kings to the Nooshigak River.
I don't know what the answer is, but we need to do something to make sure that this run doesn't continue to fall, because if it does, then there's going to be some radical proposals and next thing you know, we're standing across lines and firing shots at each other, and that's not what we want.
It's likely there will be proposals focused on the Nooshigak King Salmon Run that will be put forward to the Alaska Board of Fisheries when they next meet to consider Bristol Bay proposals. That meeting will be held in Anchorage in December of next year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is trying to protect the Nooshigak King Run this season by requiring the use of 5.5-inch or smaller mesh. Additionally, Fish and Game requires that all kings commercially harvested in Bristol Bay be recorded on a fish ticket. So far this year, over 384,000 kings have been harvested during Alaska's commercial fisheries. That includes the 13,000 kings taken out of Bristol Bay. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.